So for those of you that might know, I'm not super religious. I've only been to church maybe two or three times in my life. Honestly, like, well, technically three. That I purposely went there. One, when I got baptized as a Catholic as a kid, because family is Mexican overall. So I got baptized. Never went to church as a kid, though. Second time was when I was in high school, and it was my sophomore, like summer year of sophomore, or I think it was during sophomore year or something like that. I spent the night at my best friend's house at the time, Nikki Cardoza, and he was Mormon. He is Mormon, not was. He is Mormon. And, you know, it was a Saturday, stayed over on a Sunday, and slept in a little bit too late. We had, I think that night, like we I think what we used to do, I mean, we used to sneak out all the time. So we'd sneak out and just do like random shit. It's so bad, but it's like we tried to not like doorbell ditch, but we would go up to like houses and we would get a running start and like try to kick in a door, right? Not to like break in, but like just to like kick it and then like start running away, right? Like do something a little bit more aggressive than just doorbell knock, right? Again, I don't condone that. It's again too just some like random teenage shit, and plus there's other stories I don't want to get into. But that was like the second time. Stayed over too late. His parents woke us up and was like, "Your parents aren't here. You're coming with us to church." And I absolutely hated it because like I had to like I didn't realize it was like a Sunday school thing. And then third time was when I was in a relationship in Sacramento, California, and my girlfriend at the time wanted to go back to church. She used to go to church all the time. And so I'm like, cool, I'll support her. And I went back to church with her, and I was like, this is awkward, right? I didn't really like the fact that church was at that, like, at least where we went to, the church was a little bit more, you could tell that they were more focused on pushing people to give money and, like, kind of guilting people to give money. And I'm not for that whatsoever, right? To, like, leverage God or anything of a belief system to get money. I think that's, like, a very scummy way overall. But this is besides the point. This is just to kind of preface the fact that, like, I'm not super religious. And what this view I have and overall with, like, what I want to talk about is kind of from a third-party perspective, an objective view, and not a biased view of, like, I'm very religious and this is what I think, like, religion should be. This is just from being, again, very non-religious, never going to church, and from things I just seen growing up. And I was always like, man, why is this kind of going on? And to get into it, like when I got in the barber industry, I realized pretty quickly a lot of barbers in the barber industry are very religious. They're very close with God. They have a very close relationship with God with whatever religion they practice. However, I don't agree with like how most barbers, I should say, I don't even know how the right way to articulate this. So if it comes off as a little bit brash, excuse me, but like again, I don't know how I'm just like speaking off the top of my head. But like, I don't think a lot of barbers know how to, I don't want to say like utilize God, but, kind of view God and how that works in their life. And again, too, that's going to sound like very brash, but like, hopefully I can clean this up and you get what I mean by the end of it. Right. What I mean by that is, I see a lot of barbers who kind of, they try to allow God or their, whoever they believe in a higher power to someday like save them from having a shitty business or save them and end their life, and a miracle is going to happen, and because they're going to be a good person and they do all this goodwill stuff, that all of a sudden one day they're going to get picked up and saved and like, you know, everything's going to be perfect in a utopia. And I think that's very far from the truth, because I see a lot of people who practice this mindset and belief, which again, too, there's nothing wrong with like trying to be a good person. I think everybody should be a decent human being overall, net positive to the world. Don't be a fucking dick, as I always say. But waiting around for some higher power of what you believe in to come save you, I think is the wrong mindset and mentality that you should be taking into this. Meaning, I believe that, again, too, I'm, and I've always kind of had this belief, and I remember watching a video from Andrew Tate, and you could say whatever the hell you want about Andrew Tate, about how you don't agree with, like, the way he goes about things. He articulates his points very, very well, and he brings up a lot of factual things, and a lot of things that I also agree with, too. But I remember he said it, like, I think it was in a podcast, right, that God favor it was, and I'm gonna murder the articulation of this too. I'm just like, so like I'm not again. Do I just thought of the what I wanted to create of a video for this? And I just press record, so it's gonna be very off the dome, very unscripted. But basically, what Andrew Tate said along lines of is, you know, God favors those who shows him the power of his creation, basically, right? That, like, God wants to see the fruits of his creation. God wants to see you utilize everything in your power to show him the power that he has been able to create from that as well, too. And I thought that was very, again, too, it might not sound as hard-hitting as what I heard it from. You could probably look at the podcast or whatever the speaking that was. But how I internalize that articulation of God is that, again, too, God favors those who put in action and show... again, God is fruits, not somebody who lays back and waits God to save them, but goes out and takes action and is a creator themselves, right? We could probably all agree that we are a mirror image or we are a creation of God, whatever God that you do believe in. And that, you know, at the end of the day, we are creators, right? Humans are creators. We've created a lot of things. I mean, look at the thing I'm fucking shooting out of, creating an iPhone. Somebody created this microphone, right? At the end of the day, we are creators from a creator. And I think with anything, like, any creator wants to see the fruits, like, the power of their creation, right? Use at the top level. Like Steve Jobs wants somebody to be able to, if he was still alive, see what they can do just off of an iPhone. Like, I think he would be completely amazed that some people can completely build an entire business, a multi-million-dollar business, with just an iPhone or with just a Mac computer. And I think he would be so proud of that, right? And I think we can, like, also say, okay, I think people say we're a spitting image of God or a portion of God, then God probably has that same type of, like, mentality looking down upon us. So I say all that to say this. Again, we kind of circle back to how a lot of barbers take their business in the barber industry and kind of like waiting back, playing like, oh man, if I just continue to what I'm doing, I just stay focused, like, you know, God will figure it out. And I think it's the wrong mentality to have in life whatsoever, and especially in business, because again, you reap what you sow. Nobody's going to come and save you, right? You have to be able to overall put in the work, and understand that at some point in time, you are in control of yourself and your outputs and your results that you get in life. Not some higher power. The higher power, again, to of God, is going to reward you if you show him that you are somebody that's deserving of being rewarded, right? By taking action, by putting the gifts that he's given you into practice, into everyday life. And then, you know, everybody wants to say, oh man, you're so lucky, oh, you're highly favored, all this stuff like that, to, you know, people who seem and appear that way. But in reality, they're just individuals who are out there taking daily action and using the best of their gifts in real world application, right? They're using their mind, they're thinking, they're critically thinking, they're improving themselves, developing themselves, solving problems. Whereas most people who are not highly favored or in great situations or seem to get the short end of the stick, they seem to always be the people who never like apply themselves to anything. They never critically think about something. They come up against a problem and kind of give up, like, I don't know how to do this. Instead of thinking, no, okay, there is a solution, I just have to find it, right? That's where I think the true power of God comes out with each and every single one of us. So I think to kind of wrap this moral of the story up, I didn't want to get too religious because, again, I'm not very religious myself. I do believe in God and higher power. I just don't practice a religion. But I think overall, like, there's one thing you take away from this. It's you have to be taking action every single day. You should be able to, like, apply yourself to a massive goal and not wait around for somebody to or something or some out entity, higher power, to come and bless you, but instead that you have to go ahead and, you know, kind of like prove that you are worthy of being blessed. And you do that through taking action, by doing hard things, by pushing yourself, right? Like, if you had a kid, right? Let's say you have a kid. Would you be proud of that kid if, like, again, too, everything was, like, so easy of them, everything, like, again, too, or they just kind of waited around, everything was just, like, handed to them, like, on a pedestal, like, they never really had to work or anything, they never really apply themselves or grow into a better person, better man, better woman? Probably not, right? And I think we can also look at the same thing of God. Like, God doesn't want to look at you and just be like, okay, man, just going to hand him everything. Like, oh my God, as long as they're, like, a good person, like, we're going to hand him. No, he wants to see you go through, like, these trials and tribulations. And you know, I think it's also very liberating when you are going through something tough. It's like, good, I'm on the right path. This is where I get to go ahead and prove myself and prove it to whoever, you know, higher power I believe in, that I am worthy of this, that I am capable. And that to show that entity, like, his creation the power he gave me wasn't to go to waste, right? Because I think wasted potential is like one of the worst things that we can all have as individuals, human beings. So, getting a little bit longer run overall. I kind of like this camera setup in Dubai, right? I'm literally shooting this off my iPhone with a fucking like Rode mic. So hopefully this comes out good. But other than that, go ahead and fucking attack the day, stay audacious, and continue fucking the barber industry.